This is the last of the parables that Jesus tells in the Gospel of Matthew. We turn the page and it's into the Passion of our Lord. So this is where everything kind of comes to a head and it's all ramped up. But when I was younger and I read this parable, you know, I really struggled to make sense of where it would fit within the Christian life. Because I thought, well, once you've read this parable, once you know the reality that it's in the least, the poor, the sick, the prisoned, the naked, the hungry, well, surely you would just do that. So why do we keep needing to hear this gospel? Surely that once you've experienced this reality, this truth, then you will just simply do it. Yes, I was very naive, perhaps still very naive, but that reality also kind of confused me, because when I started to, particularly when I was at university and I came across, you know, many Protestants who would often accuse Catholics of being very works-based, you know, doing lots of good things in order to earn our merit before the Lord, and they were more about grace. And this parable seems to speak more about that thing that we need to do a lot of stuff in order to be found worthy of God. And I was very uncomfortable with all of that. You know, it was much more about being spiritual and being faithful to God in those things. But as I've grown older, you know, I've realized that this parable really does speak to the very heart of who we are and who we need to be in order to find our life in God. Yes, there is this wonder of being loved by the Lord, this gift of grace that we experience and encounter when that moment when we realize that I'm accepted just as I am, when I'm able just to be in that place. But there are consequences that have to flow from that. Consequences that connect us with the rest of the world. And so those social justice warriors that I've known over the years also have their place, that this gospel has to be seen as the way that we reflect that gift of God's love into the world. But there is no point that if I'm loved by the Lord and I just sit on that and I'm not able to share that with anyone else around me, what is the point of a Christianity that is just internalized, that we are able to experience something, this movement, this depth within us, but there is no expression? And so this gospel is deeply challenging for us in so many ways. It's not just a physical manifestation either. You know, 3 years ago when we were experiencing still that we thought we were getting through the pandemic and we're moving into the normal kind of experience of Christmas and all of that, you know, we realize that sickness could come with all kinds of different expressions, that sense of being locked in prison could just be in that isolation of our own homes and houses, that experience of being naked could be because someone has been speaking about us and bad-mouthing us or gossiping about us. You know, we can strip people naked in all kinds of ways. We can be hungry not just for food, but for love, for affection, for that sense of connection that we're meant to have with one another. So this gospel is challenging us to remember that we need to profoundly be connected with one another. And if we forget that, if we are among those, the goats, and we don't know why it's the goats who get in trouble today, but if we are among those who just think that, no, it's only my life, it's I'm the center of this universe and that's all that matters, as long as I have all that I need, then, well, to hell, literally, with the rest of humanity, then we need to experience this new power of His love. We need to open ourselves to the possibility that I need to be tended in this way, that I am broken and I am wounded and I need to experience this sense of connection. And thankfully, we will perhaps experience a sense of gratitude when others are able to be there for us in our lives when we need it. But that brings a responsibility to then be available for those around us who also need that tender care of the Lord. So today, let's indeed open ourselves to the wonder of God and allow God to remind us of all those who are around us.